Let's go to Jack in South Philly. Joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Anthony? It's Jack from Fifth and Chunk, brother. How are you?
What do you say, Jackie?
It's great. I kind of agree with you with the whole Carson Wentz thing. I kind of feel bad for him. It's like a series of misfortunate events. And I don't think that really the fan base is compassionate towards him. But Jason did a report last week about him having this injury and the Eagles not telling him. And I wonder if that's going to change the compassion once all that comes out.
No, listen, it's not about... Look, the injury, whatever happened with the injury with Carson, and whether or not he had he didn't say how severe it was. I think everybody knows that he's a gamer, right? Like, he's a gamer.
He wants to play.
You know, that's in his DNA. That's why I love him. Is that he's a tough kid? And yeah, should he quit on plays? Should he do that more? Yeah. But guess what? I love his mentality.
It's a Favre-like mentality, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because Favre, I mean, that guy was, when you look at
if he wanted to play and he's a gamer and they didn't tell him about this injury, like Jason said, then shouldn't that...
Couldn't make the throws that you saw him make earlier in the season, even coming off the injury, which is amazing when you consider some of the throws he still was able to make, but certainly not with the same kind of frequency. You know, but you saw the end of that Cowboy game. That's the last game he played. He makes some good throws in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and it's interesting if they make the playoffs. See, I don't see there's any way that they go away from Foles.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to, because I think it's a really tough situation. Because if he comes in and they lose.
Right. I mean, God forbid, what does that do?
Then the fan base is going, oh my God, dude. It creates so much discord and lack of faith in Carson going forward, and you don't want that. He's still young and he's developing, and I think maybe this time he's really going to learn that he's got to preserve his body a little bit to make it through 16 games, because this is a couple years in a row where he hasn't been able to do that. And we talk about it all the time, man. Availability is the most important thing. You got to be available.
Yeah,
if you want to be an MVP, you got to play all 16 for the most part. Let's go to James in Old City. Joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, James?
Yeah, well, guys, you're talking about, like, would you go back to Wentz for the playoffs? Well, do you mean, like, if he's healthy?
Yeah.
When he's healthy enough to play, you don't go back to him?
Let me ask you a question. How do you do that? Like,
how do you not?
Really? I'm with you. Like, I love
who's
Carson.
Who's better quarterback?
I think Carson.
Right, so it's not like you're going back to the lesser quarterback, you know?
But the position, you would admit, is a difficult position, right?
Yeah, but you can't have the mentality of, like, what if they lose? You can't think that way. You got to think, we're in the playoffs. Mm. Who's my best player? I mean, I don't care. If he loses, he loses. I mean, what are we going to do?
Yeah, but, James, there's a difference between being medically cleared and they're saying you're good to go. And actually being 100%. 100% to me isn't medically clear.
Well,
to me, medically is ability to perform.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Since we're doing hypothetical, first of all, it's not going to happen. You know, somehow it's going to get screwed up. We need a little bit of help, but it's possible. It's probably not going to happen. But say they do get to the playoffs. Now you're going with, like, you know, you don't want to storm, God forbid. You just said, Jason, God forbid he loses. Who cares? What if Foles plays and he just, like, plays like garbage? Then what?
Then you say
it's always possible.
Yeah,
but you know
I love the guy, but it's like walking on thin ice with him. The bottom drops out at any moment with him.
I agree with you. I do, and I don't understand what you're saying. And if I'm the coach, maybe I make the call that I'm going to go back to Carson. But here's the thing: I'm just trying to figure out what they might do. And if there's least bit, you know how sports works, right?
If there's
a least bit of controversy, who knows?
Right, they go the easy route. Look, he's winning, he won. And you always have the safety, but you know, the
injury.
Security blanket.
Right.
Exactly. He's hurt, so therefore he didn't play.
Exactly.
But he's not on IR. So let's say they play a playoff game and Foles is playing terrible. Then what do? You stick Wentz in there?
Could you imagine that? Carson comes in
as the backup.
In relief.
The best would be this. How about this? Ready? Greatest, you know, we always say we're the best fans, we're the best team, this, that, and the other. We do the best thing of all time. Wentz gets them to the playoffs. Foles gets them to the playoffs.
And Wentz
and
wins.
Then something happens, yeah, where they put Wentz in and Wentz wins the Super Bowl.
Oh,
boom,
my God.
Imagine that.
That would be outrageous.
It's the role reversal of a year ago.
That would be the greatest.
No, but
that would be the greatest.
You can't even dress him as the backup, Wentz, can you? Because if he's, saying he's good to go, but Carson, we're not playing
you.
No,
dude,
pickle barrel.
I mean, we are going on a hypothetical, which is why I would be shocked if, they didn't just say he's hurt or something down for the year.
Well, they had a chance to do that a couple times already, and they haven't. There's ambiguity here because Doug has got to listen to his day-to-day.
I can't imagine. You know, playoff times comes, and all of a sudden, they go to Wentz.
Throw him in the fire against Khalil Mack.
I mean, it's funny because if I was the coach, you have to think, you have to answer this question, right? This is the question you have to answer. And there's probably 60% of the people that are listening to us right now would disagree with me. You have to answer the question, who gives you the better chance to win, Foles or Wentz?
In a playoff game.
Yes, that's your question, because it's not about Foles, it's not about Wentz, it's not about the fans, it's about who you believe gives you the best opportunity to win.
Okay, so the full scenario is this. Nick plays these next two games, Houston and Washington.
Wins.
And they get in.
Right.
Week one of the playoffs. Say you're heading to Chicago.
He's healthy. Carson's healthy.
Yeah, medically cleared.
Now you're Doug, and you go, all right, who am I playing? But the right answer, and James alluded to it. James, I thought, was right. The right answer is who you believe the best guy is to give you the opportunity to win.
To advance in the playoffs.
Could be. There's 60% of the people, I'm sure, would say Foles right now.
All right, Andrew, put a poll up.
Because they believe Foles would be a better choice. I would go Wentz, but that's how I feel. Assuming Wentz is healthy, assuming that he's good to go, and I made the decision, who do I go with? I would go with Wentz.
Okay. Andrew, put a poll up. Carefully word that. If the scenario plays out where Nick wins the final two games as the starter, and they get to the playoffs, and it's going to be a road game, what quarterback are you going to start under the presumption both are healthy? Boy, that is a tough question, but you answered it. I got to think about where I'm coming in on this.
To me, the correct answer, and again, the answer is different for different people, right? So,
Different reasons, too, yeah.
So, what you believe.
Yeah, and the mojo factor.
I completely get if somebody says, nah, to me, Foles is the correct answer because Foles is hot. You'd have won three in a row.
Team's playing better.
Right. I mean, it's hard to go against that logic, too. I get it.
Yeah. Boy, it's a really tough decision because the ramifications of the decision, if Foles goes in and struggles really badly and is not...
Yeah, no, it's...
Then you go, wow, I'm going to have a better chance to win.
I'm choosing Wentz and then say my prayers.
Here's the deal. If they win that game...
Because if I was the coach, they'd hang you up from City Hall.
Yeah, and if the Eagles are in that situation... And Doug makes the decision to go with Carson and they lose. Or he makes the decision to go with Foles and they lose. He's in a lose-lose situation.
Yes.
The coach is. Because no matter what the decision is, if they don't win the football game, it was the wrong one. 610-632-0975. That's a tough question. By the way, coming up, we're going to give away two pairs of spots to join us for the fourth annual Feast of the Seven Fishes. We're going to be broadcasting live from Ralph's Italian Restaurant this Thursday in South Philadelphia. It's presented by Sterling Vineyards and Behringer Wine. And we'll be broadcasting live from 10 to 2 Thursday at Ralph's. Then we'll be celebrating with a full Seven Fishes meal after the broadcast. And we'll give some people an opportunity to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. All right? 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. You heard the question Anthony asked. Your answer's coming up. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Early. Earlier Today with Gargano and Mertedis.
Nick Foles has this sort of magic about him, right? You know, whatever it is, there's something to him. But I'm so curious as to the character who Nick Foles is. It's like this fan base is re-energized. They're in love with Nick Foles.
You underestimate him in a lot of ways because the way he runs isn't as fluid as a supreme athlete. He doesn't look the part as much. I mean, he's a big kid and very athletic, was a good basketball player and everything.
He was,
But for some reason, I think people underestimate him, and he's had supreme success.
That show recap was brought to you by Linden Italian Market and their Linden Club, who is this year's champion of Deaton Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Face-Off. Visit Real Philly Deli. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertedis.
Hungry dogs run fast.
All right, so you have some results for the poll?
Oh, my God. Early polling, Anthony, in this poll.
You going to give me bro call?
Do you want to go bro call on this?
Go ahead, bro.
Well, let me first tell you. First and foremost, that the poll, as always, is brought to you by Roofing Nation, where you can get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation today at 8334-NATION or go to roofingnation.com. You want to do some broco? You got some broco for me?
And me.
What the hell is this? This is not NBC Nightly News. That is certainly not. I got
this
it.
This is NBC Nightly in it.
That's wrong. I got it right here, right? Kill that one for me. This is it.
NBC Nightly News.
Tom Brokaw reporting from the Situation Room, Anthony. All right, so the poll, I'm prepared. I wasn't ready to do it. So here you go. Here's the poll question, and you brought up the question. Great question, by the way. Assume Carson Wentz is 100% healthy come playoff time. If Nick Foles wins the next two games over the Texans and the Redskins, and the Eagles go into the playoffs with a three-game winning streak, who are you starting in that first-round road playoff game? The results are as follows. In early polling, 52% say one, Nicky Foles. How about that?
How's everyone doing?
Yeah. 48% coming in on the side of Carson Wentz.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Yeah. How about that, right? Wow. Very interesting results. That's tight.
Going to Disney World.
Yeah. Well, I'd love for him to go to Disney World.
See, here's the thing, right? So, when you're figuring this out, Foles led you last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's got to be part of the equation.
Can't take that out of your mind because he did
it. You saw him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you wonder, hey, I would take Carson because I believe in Carson, mm-hmm. but whatever. You still have to figure out, and you go, well, will Carson be too, if you brought Carson back after Nick won three in a row and got to the playoffs, would he really then even stress even more to try to make a play?
Pressing, yeah.
See, that's part of the equation.
Yeah, you have to figure out the mental aspect it takes on Carson coming in this situation. You're right about that.
He also left the field with the lead in 2013, Ant. We always hear that from people.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah.
Against the Saints.
Yeah. Well, no, listen. But what happened last year is real. Like, that is a part of the equation.
You can't forget it.
It's a tough decision. Mm. It's a lot of there was no decision, Donovan or AJ. That was no decision. We're going Donovan. But this one is a tough decision.
It really is. Because of what happened last year, too, is a huge component of the decision.
Listen, if Nick Foles didn't win the Super Bowl last year, it would be no decision.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, well, the vote split down. We'll keep checking on the results as we go through the broadcast. By the way, name coming up at 12:50 to get a spin on the holiday wheel, so stay tuned. We'll give Dylan a name, and that person will have 10 minutes to call us back and score their prize off the holiday wheel. Let's go to Giovanni in Bucks County on the Fanatic. How you doing, Giovanni?
Yo, Aunt. Buon Natale.
Buon Natale, Giovanni.
What's that mean?
Merry Christmas.
Giovanni.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Giovanni.
I need my translator.
Who spelled that?
Oh, Aunt.
It's Giovanni.
yeah, Giovanni. Your screener spelled it wrong. So, from Gran Cafe L'Aquila. What's that guy calling about Star Wars and Star Trek? He should be calling you about food, wine, and golf.
That's a whole my game, the Star Trek.
Oh yeah, good case. I got a question and a comment, and then I'll go. You're talking about Foles a couple mornings in a row about what he has. It's different. It's not sports related. Everyone has it. I'm with you. I love Wentz. Nothing against him. And they all have the faith. Every team has faith. But what Foles does, it's his Christian faith, and he would tell you that's what separates him. And his meditation and his time and his focus on things outside of sports. And I think
you know what's interesting though. Carson's a very religious guy too.
Oh yeah, great Christian guys.
So like, how come Foles has it and Carson doesn't in that sense?
It's weird. And it ties into my question to you: who do you think made the decision to not start this year? Do you think it was Lurie, it was Doug, or do you think it was a locker room thing between Foles and Wentz? Taking the back seat. Yeah, not starting.
Well, week one?
He wouldn't be in this position. Well, week three.
Oh, when he came back.
Oh, you're saying, you're saying Foles should have been the starter for this whole season?
He should have been the starter for the whole season because of what he did last year. And if you look at their numbers, you know, going into at the end of last year, they were neck and neck.
Yeah,
I disagree with that.
Yeah, Giovanni, I
really do.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. To me, it wasn't even close.
Well, Foles has to be the guy if we make it to the playoffs, if Wentz is better. He still has the bum leg. His back is hurt. He's making risky decisions. It's got to be Foles.
But let me ask you a question on the risky decisions. Like, Nick Foles threw an interception that almost imperiled the game.
No, he's running.
Well, no, he threw an interception in the red zone.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
though. I'm talking about his body risk.
All right. I don't know, Giovanni. I understand hot hand. I understand magic. I mean, I get it. If you vote for Nick Foles, I get it. I understand it. To me, it's a tough decision to make.
Look,
not to start the year, but. There was a playoff.
We'll go back to week three after Nick Foles starts the first two games. Now, in week one, they win the game. They only scored 16 points in that game, or 18 points in that game. And he only threw for 117 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. His rating in that game, Ant, was 50.7. Now, in week two, against a red-hot Tampa team, and granted, Tampa came in and exploded on him on the first play with Deshaun Jackson, that 75-yarder, and another one to O.J. Howard in that game, and Tampa was flying. His numbers were better. He threw for 334, but they were in a position where they had to chuck the ball all day. He threw one touchdown and no interceptions with a quarterback rating of 98.8. But in those first two games, he didn't look good, so it didn't make the decision hard that when Wentz was cleared and healthy enough to play, to stick with Nick Foles. It wasn't one of those situations where he was coming off,
right?
You know, like the Viking game last year, and you have to make that decision. He didn't look very good to start the season. He was 1-1, but, you know, he wasn't spectacular. Let's go to Steve in Honeybrook on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Steve?
You guys.
Yo, Steve.
What's going on, fellas?
What do you say, buddy?
Yeah, I'll just, all right, let's say Foles gets us in the playoffs, and then you put Wentz back in, and he loses the playoff game, then you have a major problem on your hands.
You're right.
So everybody's going to say, well, Foles would have won the game.
Right. So you're right.
There's your problem right there.
Except, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Going into the game, if you truly believe that Wentz gives you a better chance to win.
I don't.
Okay, well, you don't. All right? But I do, right? So if I believe that, I can't worry about what people are going to think if he loses.
But that's how you get run out of town.
The fans don't run you out of town. I just won the Super Bowl. Nobody's going to fire me.
Well, I mean, you get the hot hand. Nick Foles is, you know, whether he's the reason they're winning or not, if the team's winning, you can't take them out. Put Wentz in there, and he, you know, doesn't pull it off, whether it's his fault or not, they don't win the playoff game, people are going to say Foles should have been in there.
It's like the same thing. Like, what if, is he the reason? But what if it's a defense, the reason was because of defense?
Well, that's just like Nick Foles when he was in New Orleans, when he left the game, and then we gave up the kickoff to Sproles, and there it went.
But where's that Jermaine now, that New Orleans? Where's that Jermaine?
Well, I'm just saying, on both radio stations, I just hear a lot of disrespect from callers and everybody that Nick Foles isn't the man. Like, I've seen this guy after seven touchdowns in a game make Riley Cooper look like a star.
Yeah, but Steve, I don't think it's disrespect. I mean, no one's showing him disrespect. Hang on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
I zipped him. I'm sorry.
No one's showing Foles disrespect. Foles is a backup quarterback. I mean, you know, did he have a chance to go anywhere? I don't know.
I think they looked at the trade market for him.
Yeah, I mean, there was just so much. I mean, this year, if he wants to start, he can go somewhere else. It's not disrespectful.
Yeah, no question. He is the backup quarterback. Today, he's the backup quarterback, but he's starting.
Whether or not you feel like he got, you know, shortchanged his first time around here, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, he went to St. Louis and started, bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not all him.
Jeff Fisher infection, right? Let's go to Trevor, North Carolina on the Fanatic. What do you say, Trevor?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yo, Trevor. First
time caller. I just wanted to add some perspective on Carson's injury. When I was in high school and I played kicker and a punter because I played soccer my whole life and then got me a scholarship. But besides the point, I got picked up and lifted and drilled into the ground. And the doctors actually diagnosed it as a hyperextension. And at first, that's why I kept playing through it. And the diagnosis was surgery after they realized it was R3, L3 vertebra fracture. And the doctor had literally told me, you can either have surgery and be out for 9 to 10 months, or you can just play through the pain because it's not going to cause any structural damage. And that's probably why they're not putting him on IR.
Okay. And it leaves it open so that they can have some flexibility should they get into a situation and have to make that decision. You're right.
Exactly. And to the point of who should play, whether he's healthy, is Carson Wentz. He's the franchise quarterback. We're going to be paying him a lot of money. He's got the guys on his back, whether it seems that way or not. Nick Foles sparks some magic, yes, and it's a do-or-die game. That game was, if they lost, a season completely over, mathematically. And that's another reason why the players are so motivated. It doesn't have to be solely on Nick Foles.
It's the collective again.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the AI effect. It's like when AI was on the floor, they all depended on him to dominate. And sometimes a player would stick.
I don't know. Football's different.
Yeah, it is.
Football's a different sport. I don't buy that.
You don't buy that when Carson's in there, they think that he's a magic man?
No.
Okay. I think there's something to that.
What do you mean magic?
Where he can bail you out of any situation.
I think they, like, I don't know. I can't talk with, you know, from inside the locker room, but how they feel. But I'm sure that deep down they know that Wentz is the better player.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right about that. No question. Robert Brinkman tweets in, Ant. He says, if Foles wins three straight, you stick with him. If the Eagles somehow sneak into the playoffs, though, at 8-8, you start Wentz. Very tough decision. It's a really interesting. This is like the ultimate, you know, eight beers deep barroom conversation.
I know.
And it is a great
conversation.
It really is. And you know, you hate to be in this situation because you wish everybody was healthy and you weren't in this spot. But let's go to Ellis in Philly right now. Joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Ellis?
I'm good. How you doing, fellas? Thank you for having me.
Thanks for calling.
There are a lot of points I want to make, and I want to ask you a very important question. It's a very important, but these two points I want to get them out the way early. Foles in the beginning of this season, the first two games, he didn't have any of the pieces that he has now, not even in the preseason because they were dealing with injuries, people weren't playing. So I don't want to make this sound like I'm all pro Foles in against Carson Wentz because I'm not. Carson Wentz is more talented than Foles. But when I called earlier today and I had to get off the phone because I was at work, but there's something about Foles that elevates the 53 players on the team. And I'll give you two examples because there are many, but I'll give you two. And the fact that we're all Eagles fans, you'll probably know these games that I'm talking about. If you remember the game in 2013 when the Eagles were playing the Lions and they expected the Eagles to lose, and it was during a blizzard. And the Eagles were losing.
Yeah, Shady ran for over 220 yards.
Right, he still has Shady, still has DeSean Jackson, and the Eagles rallied. Yeah,
you know what, dude? But Ellis, it doesn't matter what happened in the past.
I know. I'm just going to have to make my point. So then you go to 2014. Remember when Jason Peters got fined for
What's your point? I buy it. I just want to move on. What's your point?
I am. My point is there is something about Foles that rallies the team. Like, talent is one thing, but all of us will meet somebody in our lives that makes us better. Because you can have one person that's really talented, but it doesn't mean anything if it can't translate with the other players.
Yeah, but how do you know that Wentz, it doesn't translate?
No, because what I'm saying, like, you look at Wentz, like I said, I didn't come on here about knocking Wentz. I like Wentz.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just asking the question that, because you've made the determination that Foles will rally the team more than Wentz.
Right, but I'm not saying he's rallying it. I'm not saying he's rallying them like he's saying, come on, guys, let's get it together. I'm saying there's something about him as a person.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Can you make the assumption that Wentz doesn't have that, what Foles has?
I'm not making an assumption. Everything I'm trying to explain to you, I'm trying to explain.
What happened in 2013, 2014 are irrelevant to today.
Okay, I agree. Let me make my point.
I'm trying to. You're not doing it. Go ahead.
You got 10 seconds, Ellis. Make the point. You got a dime.
My point is, if you look at every season that Foles has been with the Eagles, he's had a winning season. With this season, he's been 4-5 as the starter. When you watch the game.
That doesn't mean anything. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I waited 3 minutes for your point. You went in this roundabout way. Bro, listen. It's great that you love him, and I understand that there is a reason why you would choose him to start. But because Wentz is 4-5 this season, that's not an answer why he would not have it. Come on, like that's absurd.
You got to go beneath the surface, and you got to consider everything.
I don't know if he brings the same. But what do I know about magic? If you even believe it, all I know if I'm the coach. I got to put all that aside and go, all right, who gives me the best chance to win the game? Now, if you come up Foles, you come up Foles. That's fair. I come up Wentz.
And those conversations happen. You know, coaches will get together in a room and go, all right, guys, what are we doing here?
But it has nothing to do with that Wentz is 4-5 and Foles won a game in 2014.
Yeah. If that doesn't
had a winning record.
Yeah. Let's go. Oh, VT Ron checking in. What's up, Ronnie? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, boys. Anthony, my man, Pots and Pants.
What do you say, Ronnie?
On this one. What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
You know, here's what I'm going to say. In this situation, if you got Wentz and Foles, Foles did a great job. Let's see what he does, first of all, against the Texans this Sunday. That's the next thing. If you remember last year, and again, I don't want to rehash last year, like you just said, but he had a stinker after he won in L.A. in New York, if you remember correctly. So that putting that aside, two things. One, if Wentz can make all the throws that he's required to make in this offense, just like Nick can make the same throws, if Wentz can make the same throws, that's one thing. That means he's healthy. And like Jason says, there's a difference between being medically cleared and being able to perform at a top level. That means he can play at a top level. Secondly, who's been your starting quarterback and who's your franchise? So if he's your franchise, he's your starting quarterback, who's going to give you the better chance to win? I don't buy all this stuff about they rally around Nick before they rally around Wentz. Look, Wentz won how many games last year? So let's get beyond that. He's your starting quarterback. He's the guy that's going to give you the best chance to win as far as I'm concerned, because talent-wise, Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, there is a difference. Is it huge? I don't know if it's real huge, but there's a significant difference between the two talents. And am I right or wrong, Anthony? Am I right or wrong, Jason?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, what else?
One guy's a more skilled player, in my opinion. Exactly. He has more tools, if you will.
Exactly. And you know what? As far as rallying around one guy or the other, like I said before, I don't get it. He's your quarterback. He's your starting quarterback. He's been your starting quarterback. He's won games for you. He almost won the Dallas game. So I understand where the Foles society is coming from, but he's your starter. He's your money. Don't you go to money. When money's on the line, you go to money, don't you? That's all I got to say. Anthony, I hope you agree with me, but
I do. I do agree with you. That's what I've been saying. It's my argument. Money goes to money. I agree with you. Now, again, I don't think it's – I think it's a tough decision.
Yeah.
I do. I think it's a – Ronnie, I think it's a pretty even one.
Yeah.
I mean, and it has to do with Foles winning it last year. Like, you saw him win a Super Bowl. Like, you, and I'm a big Wentz guy, but I never saw Carson do it yet.
Yeah. This is such a difficult decision to make. And ultimately, you know, if it does come to fruition, the decision's on Doug with input from his offensive staff. And everybody will sit in a room and they'll give their opinions, reasons why, and they'll get their big the big piece of paper on the easel and put the pros and the cons of each and consider the opponent and what they're able to do and all of that stuff. And you check the boxes, and then Doug's got to make a decision that's a very difficult one to make at a very difficult time, because it's in the NFL playoffs, as you know, it's lose and go home. Yeah, it's all over.
It's true.
I mean, the run's over in 3.5 hours. 610-632-0975. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to call a name for your chance to score great prizes on the Fanatic Holiday Wheel. It's back.
The Holiday Wheel. I love the Holiday Wheel.
You gave it a great spin yesterday. So much so that they decided not to WD-40 it for today. All right? So we'll give a spin to the Holiday Wheel. We'll call a name, and that person will have 10 minutes to call us back. If you haven't registered, go to our website, 975thefanatic.com. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
O'clock hour brought to you by Tropicana Atlantic City. Celebrate New Year's Eve with dazzling fireworks on the Tropicana Boardwalk. For more info, visit Tropicana.net. Ah, a week away, baby. In the mood there, Andrew?
Nah.
Nah?
Oh, my.
I'm not a big Christmas guy.
You're not a big Christmas guy?
It's a nice morning. Have a nice breakfast.
Who's not a Christmas guy? Are you a communist?
Is your family's tradition breakfast or Christmas Eve? We're at Christmas Eve.
We do a Christmas Eve dinner, but then we'll do a Christmas Day breakfast.
Yeah.
You don't do a Christmas Day dinner?
No, you know what? For the longest time, we had a family holiday party, which that's what I look forward to. So I look forward to the party, but like the whole gift thing, you know, whatever. The whole day's a nice day. I don't listen to Christmas music till like 2 days before.
You watch the Christmas Story all day?
No. Dude, the Red Ryder BB
gun? You know what it is too? Like, you'll appreciate this. When you have kids, then it's like Christmas is reborn again.
Oh, you see through their eyes.
Yeah. You love it. Like, mm-hmm. It's through them.
Yeah. I love it because I'm three and two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so with my kids, like, you know, we watch Christmas shows every night. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, countdown.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Right, the Advent calendar. Uh-huh.
You know what I like about Christmas?
Off on the shelf.
That is what I like about Christmas.
I like that too.
You think?
5:30. By the way.
Sixers Celts. Let me give the name real quick. We have our name for the Holiday Wheel.
It's right. Yeah. I see Mike over there.
Here we go. Jason Rothline. Rothline. Rothlein. He hails from Clifton Heights, Pennsylvania. You got 10 minutes from right now to call the contest line at 215-263-0975. Again, Jason Rothline of Clifton Heights. If you know Jason, let him know. Or Jason, if you're listening, call the contest line right now at 215-263-0975. And if you call us within the allotted 10 minutes, you will get a spin on the Holiday Wheel. Chance at great prizes. By the way, if Jason does not call in, Anthony, that prize will spin the wheel. We'll come up with a prize, but that prize will be kicked over to the Mikey Miss Show, and the person that's called then, it's like I heard Mike talk about it. It's like playing the skins in golf. The skin rolls over, and you can win two skins with Mike at five. But Jason Rothline,
double the skin.
Yeah, Jason Rothline of Clifton Heights. You got 10 minutes to call us at 215-263-0975. All right. Christmas is upon
us. Real quick, 5:30, Sixers Celtics.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried. They're thin, like really, really thin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last night it was back. Forget about back to back. and they were out of sync, and then it was just give up time.
Hmm.
For Finn, they need a bench.
Well, yeah, if Joel doesn't have a huge game where he puts up 40,
they need a bench. That's the one problem with Fultz and then the Butler trade is you get Jimmy, but you're giving up. Basically, you lose three people. Mm-hmm. You lose Fultz, Covington, Sarge. So right. You lose three bodies, man. You need incredible NBA bodies.
And during the offseason.
You only brought one back.
During the offseason, right, yeah. You lose Bellinelli, you lose Ilyasova, and you bring in Wilson Chandler, who's a nice piece on defense, but he's not providing you anything offensively.
Yeah, Muscala, who you're not a fan of.
Nah, you know, he is what he is.
I got an interesting DM from a guy on Twitter. And he said this earlier today. He goes, watching the last two Sixers games, he goes, is it just me or does Embiid look like he has a bad attitude out there? Have you and Ant noticed that? Now, I have noticed some body language that looks a little off kilter. I don't want to say it's like he's walking around like he just ate a bad apple.
Yeah, I would say yes. Joe, I don't know what's going on. I mean, maybe Joe is just a little unhappy.
Hmm. That's not good.
I don't know. I mean, again, it could be like, hey, I think we need to execute better, or hey, we need to position better. I mean, you know, there's different things. God, you get frustrated over the course of a season.
Yeah, and they've lost three or four in a couple of those games. They were obviously missing Jimmy Butler, and that's a big factor right now for this team. You can't be missing Jimmy Butler right now because, like you said, you're already thin, and then you lose Butler. Then you're so thin, it's almost unbearable. And it's a real impediment to being able to get wins in that league.
Yeah.
So, but you're right. Last night, 123-96.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Jason Rothland of Clifton Heights, you're still on the clock. You got a few minutes left, about 7 minutes left, to call us at 215-263-0975. If you know Jason, let him know so he can get his chance on the holiday wheel. Let's go to Jim in Havertown on the phones on the Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Jimmy.
Pleasure listening to you guys. I've come to really enjoy your show together. I wasn't thrilled in the beginning, but it is what it is.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
I enjoyed both of you in the past, so it took me a little while to get you guys together. You definitely come from different backgrounds, for sure, but it's interesting your opinions with each other.
Well, it would be boring if we were alike.
Yeah, no doubt. But, guys, your biggest mistake, I don't know if you were involved in this in Martinez or not, because I think you were producing or whatever your title was like then. But getting rid of Where in the World is Anthony Gargano. You and Mr. Nelly.
It's great.
All you guys did was laugh through that thing.
Yeah.
And I laughed right along with you. And some Twitter idiots started freaking criticizing you. And next thing I know, you just got rid of it. I was shocked.
Yeah, that wasn't my call. I think Mike made that decision. But yeah, maybe bring some form of that out. That's a good idea. I'll tell you this, Jimmy. I like that.
It was great. Laughter's contagious, man. And, you know, dude, it's not like, you know, not going to be as big as I wanted to be because I knew Andy for a long time, man.
That's right.
We don't see each other anymore, but we were friends.
Yes.
So, yeah, that makes a difference, too.
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
So, good. So, let me ask you a question because if you're sitting there and Wentz can play, and it's the playoffs, I'm out.
Yeah, he goes. Because you know my answer already. You know I'm agreeing with you the whole time I was listening to you. Yeah, Wentz goes. The best player goes.
Yeah, see, I always come down to that's my answer. I can't go to Magic.
Somebody said it. And you put your best player out there when you can.
Yeah.
And, dude, you were just talking about, and Andrew, too, Ilyasova, dude, and what's his name?
Oh, my God.
What a mistake. Bellinelli, dude, turned out to be a huge mistake because he's still only signed for 1 year.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah you're right on, brother. You're right on. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Hey, Jimmy.
Right back to you, brother, and all your listeners out there, too.
Yeah, to you and yours, have a great holiday for sure. And we're still waiting on Jason Rothline of Clifton.
Jason?
I said his name probably six different times. Rothline of Clifton Heights, PA. You're on the clock, brother. 215-263-0975. That's the number on the contest line. We don't want to kick this prize to Mikey Miss.
No.
We want it to be one right here. So let's go to...
I'm spinning the wheel.
Yeah. Well, you're going to, no matter what.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But I want to do it for Jason. Do it for Jason.
Yeah. David in Lansdowne's on the Fanatic. Hey, David.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, Amp, it's been a long time, that old AI fan of yours, man.
Dave, man, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I heard you guys on and made me get on the phone. Amp, here's what I think everybody not understanding, because for years, I used to pick like a Randall, and they always told me you can't compare him to a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And see, people don't understand, he's like a veteran to, I don't want to call Wentz a rookie, but Wentz a young guy just learning the game, man. Of course he's the better. We looking with our own eyes, but you can't take away winning a Super Bowl, and I'm talking about beating the greatest quarterback in the history of football.
Yeah.
He just didn't win a Super Bowl. He played great in it.
He did. Nah, you're right.
So he outdueled Brady and Belichick,
yeah, you're
man.
You're right, Dave. You're right.
Put his body of work up for the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put his body of work up against every other quarterback that's out there that won. It's only a couple of quarterbacks ever played better than him in the Super Bowl.
No, he had an amazing, amazing Super Bowl. Now, is that a one-time thing?
We don't know, Amp, but it's been proven versus somebody that's never won one. Now, again, I'm a Carson fan. That's why we one thing we all in agreement, we don't have to be looking for no quarterback because we're good to go. As long as Wentz stay healthy. But they got to give Foles a little more respect than what they're giving him because he didn't just win again. He dominated against the best quarterback ever.
But let me ask you a question. Where is he being disrespected? Because I hope that's not the case that it sounds like we're doing it because I don't want to disrespect him.
And here's how the fans are doing it by really trying to compare him again to Carson Wentz. Because Carson Wentz don't even have a body of work like that, other than we love him because he's our quarterback and we see his potential.
No, but I'm not doing that. I'm saying that he's the franchise quarterback, right? He's the better player.
All right, let me ask you this, Amp.
Huh?
Who would you pick for the Super Bowl? You got one guy that dominated in the Super Bowl and won, beat the greatest quarterback ever and the greatest coach.
And you're right to say that. But, you know, this is what we're doing, right? We're talking about who you would play in the playoffs. Like, I understand. Believe me, I understand that you go, Nick. I'm not ripping that choice.
Yeah. I got a tweet here from Unsensi on Twitter. He says, the fact that you guys are even talking about Wentz coming back and playing him over Foles with the bad back is the most asinine conversation I've heard in a while. You guys clearly ride the hot hand in Foles and let Carson heal. Yeah, but that's not the scenario that we painted out. That he is 100%.
Yeah.
That he is obviously cleared. And therein lies the decision. And people are really split on this. I mean, we'll go back to the Twitter poll momentarily, but this is a tough decision for a head coach to have to make in a very important spot. I mean, it's the playoffs and it's one and done. You got to get it right. So you're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. And we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Jason Rothman's got about a minute left to call us on the contest line at 215-263-0975. If he does not, we'll spin the wheel and we'll kick the prize to the Mikey Miss Show for the double skin challenge. We're going to get the riled up in a second, as soon as we know if Jason calls or not in the allotted time. But let's go to Brian in Redding on the Fanatic. How you doing, Brian?
Hey guys, love your show. But I must say, Ant, I miss you in the morning because I had more time to listen.
Thanks, bro.
But anyway, you guys were talking about the big decision if Carson's healthy. And I got the perfect solution to this problem. If I'm Doug E.P., I pick up the phone and I dial 97.5, that one Anthony Gargana, and ask him about what the old man in the fog said.
You're right. You know what? I have not seen him. I got to go in this search for him. It's
that was amazing.
His time, too. Yeah, I haven't seen him. I hope he's all right.
That was the most amazing thing.
Yeah.
Because you put that out there before Nick was even, before Carson was even hurt.
Yeah.
That was amazing about that.
I know. It was weird, man.
People that haven't heard that story, man, maybe you can share it sometime.
Yeah.
It is a great one.
It was one of those things. To this day, I still go, wow, man. I kind of look for him and wonder and, hey, I wonder if I'll ever see him again. He was amazing, that man.
All right, Ant.
Thanks, bro. Have a Merry Christmas. Yes.
We're at the goal line, and it looks like Jason Rothlin of Clifton Heights.
He's there.
He comes in on the goal line.
Yes.
How about that? Let's go to him on the phones. It is the holiday wheel. And let me punch him up here. Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? What's up?
We're happy you called, dude.
Oh,
you
man, I'm ecstatic.
You cut it close, brother, man. I'm telling you, you're getting out of the nitty-gritty.
I did. I was breaking up on my cell phone. I had to use my work line.
All right, we got great prizes on the Fanatic Holiday Wheel. And Anthony, who cranks this wheel with more force and precision than anyone ever has.
Oh, man.
Our promotions guy, Mike McMonagle here, has to hold it down with two arms. And we're going to give it the spin now, and let's see what you've won on the holiday wheel. Go ahead, Ant. Give it a crank. Oh, wow. Good. Oh, man, you almost knocked the wall over. All right, the wheel is spinning. And, Anthony, of course, you announced the prize when the wheel does stop. And it has stopped on what, Ant?
I can't see. You got to look at it.
Logs, Landis Block.
There it is.
Ah. You know what Jaws thinks of Landis Block.
That's right.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, man.
You've won, how do you say this, physique? Physique. Is that physique?
Physique.
All right, we'll go with physique barbecue fire pit.
Sensational.
Yeah.
Sensational.
Fire pit valued at $500. Courtesy of our friends at Landis Block and Concrete. Landis Block and Concrete, your one-stop shop to create a jaws-dropping outdoor paradise. Visit them online at landisbc.com. Congrats, brother.
Enjoy, my man.
Oh, thank you, guys. And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
yeah, Merry
to,
Christmas
you, buddy.
To you, Jason. Enjoy the holidays with you and yours, and we appreciate you listening, and congratulations.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You all too, right, brother. There he is. Jason got in right at the end of the allotted time, and boy, that's a good prize to get. Nice outdoor fire pit. I love it. My wife is like an ex. You remember at the Mikey Mist party?
Oh, yeah.
She was the queen of the pit.
She was the queen.
Right?
She was the queen of the pit.
When they were building the fire, like outdoors, like in a fire pit, she will not let me at it. She's like, get out of here.
She's a way better builder of a fire than you.
Yeah, and I'm known as the mountain man, right?
But she's really the...
She's the mountain queen.
Yeah, she is. Now listen, if I was, I don't know, like there was survival, like if the plane went down and I could choose between you and her.
To have alongside?
We eat you.
You cannibalize me?
We put you on the spit. And this way I know that I'll be all right with her.
Okay. Because she's going to be she's gonna be able to keep you alive.
Right. Because I can't do it. You know, if I'm in the wilderness, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, here's to hoping that never happens. Because I'm a dead man walking. You guys are looking at each other going... We can get rid of him pretty easy. You know what I'm saying? And she would probably choose me over launching you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.